The Most Dangerous Race, page 107.
The Dakar Rally, a long and dangerous race, is famous for breaking both humans and machines. One driver rolled his car down a cliff and broke his shoulder. Another drove through a war zone where a bomb exploded under his car. Others have been buried in sand, swept away by rivers, shot at, or lost for days. The first Dakar rally was organized by French driver Thierry Sabine. After driving through the harsh conditions of Africa's Sahara Desert in 1977, Sabine decided that car races should include adventure and danger. In December 1978, Sabine and drivers for 182 cars and motorcycles gathered for the first rally. They began the race in central Paris and traveled through the Sahara to Dakar, Senegal, in West Africa. The drivers faced more than 6,000 miles, almost 10,000 kilometers, of mountains, sandstorms, and snakes. Most of the racers crashed, got lost, or dropped out because their vehicles broke down. Only 74 cars and motorcycles reached Dakar on January 14, 1979. The Dakar route changes every year, but always goes through some of Earth's deadliest terrain. Navigating through this terrain is a big challenge. The race lasts more than 2 weeks and is divided into one-day sections. Each evening, officials hand out road books for the next day's section. The book gives only general information, such as the day's destination, places to pass along the way, some basic directions, and warnings about danger spots. The driver and his or her team have to figure out how to get to the destination. Detailed maps and normal GPS systems are not allowed. The driver concentrates on going as fast as possible. Meanwhile, a navigator in the passenger seat looks for landmarks, such as hills or unusual rocks, and chooses a route. Most landmarks are not in the roadbook, so a navigator has to rely on experience and make good guesses. Getting lost is serious. In 1982, a driver named Mark Thatcher disappeared in the Sahara after his car broke down about 25 miles, about 40 kilometers off the route. Rescuers were pressured to find him fast because Thatcher was the son of Britain's prime minister. 6 days later, a search team found him and his two teammates. They were still alive, but very thirsty. At first, all Dakar's cars were production vehicles, models that an ordinary person could buy at a car dealership. Now, the Dakar is divided into groups for many different kinds of vehicles. One group is still only for production cars, most of which are familiar SUVs. Teams are allowed to make a few changes to the cars, but production vehicles may not be turned into supercars. They must still be basically like the cars available at the local Honda or Ford or Volkswagen dealership. Most changes that are allowed relate to the tough Dakar terrain. Some teams put in strong shock absorbers for rocky ground, or strong rubber around doors and windows to keep out desert sand. Teams may adjust engines to get maximum power in thin mountain air. Most drivers install a system to control air pressure in the tires by simply pushing a button. In 2008, armed rebels in Mauritania threatened to kill or kidnap racers. So an African route became too dangerous, even for the Dakar rally. Therefore, in 2009, the race moved to another continent, South America. Racers bounced over sharp rock in Argentina and got stuck in Chile's Atacama Desert, the driest place on Earth. They drove twice across the Andes Mountains at about 10,000 feet, 3,000 meters above sea level. At those heights, drivers and car engines both struggled to get enough oxygen. Even in its new home, the Dakar Rally still beat about half of the racers. In 2009, 178 cars started the race, and only 91 crossed the finish line.